I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, gathering runners' remembrances of 9/11. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NFL season began on Thursday evening when the Green Bay Packers beat the New Orleans Saints 42-34. You agree with those who say the Pack improved during the lockout?
I don't know if they improved during the lockout, but they certainly had less of a changeover between last season and this season than most Super Bowl champions do, and they certainly looked like they hadn't lost a step.
Tomorrow, Colts quarterback Peyton Manning's streak of 227 consecutive starts will end. Manning had neck surgery on Thursday. It was his third procedure in 19 months, and, of course, there's speculation that he won't be back at all this year. Will the Colts and the publicists of the National Football League survive?
I don't think the Colts will survive as a legitimate championship contender, that's for certain. Apparently, the most optimistic scenario has him coming back in 8 weeks, which by that time, the Colts may well be out of contention anyway. And if that's the case, I don't know why they wouldn't put him on injured reserve and keep him out for the rest of the year.
Chicago Bears linebacker Lance Briggs says he's ready to take a fine this weekend as he plans to intentionally and publicly break the NFL uniform code. But the league informed equipment managers on Friday morning that non-standard gloves and shoes are being allowed this week. What's going on here? Has the NFL finally stopped being so stuffy about uniforms?
Yeah, Lance Briggs is going to wear American flag gloves and shoes in remembrance of the 9/11 attacks. And the league, I think, has come to its senses in a big way and decided not to fine him over it.
I have to admit, Charlie, I do not fully understand the brouhaha going on between Baylor and Texas A&M right now. I know it involves the Aggies' desire to move to the SEC. There are potential lawsuits in the offing. Can you help me with this?
Yeah, basically college sports is resolving itself into about two major conferences. As you said, Texas A&M wants to go to the SEC. The problem is, now you have to stay with me on this, all nine remaining members of the Big 12 have to agree not to sue the SEC and Texas A&M if they do that, and Baylor will not waive its right to do that.
That's
so in that case, Baylor is sort of hanging things up, trying to force a decision, oddly enough, on Oklahoma, which wants to move to the Pacific 12 Conference.
College football's other big story seems to be the new uniforms on the players at the University of Maryland. These uniforms feature, among other things, the colorful checks also featured on the Maryland state flag. I'm not an expert in fashion regarding uniforms or anything else, but are they all that bad?
Well, they're a little bit strange. And as you know, the Maryland state flag is the oddest state flag
we
have.
It is a very peculiar
flag. It looks
flag.
Like you would wave it to end or begin an automobile race.
Yes, exactly.
But apparently the other thing similarity was noticed, the Charm City Roller Girls, the roller derby team, are wearing practically the same helmets as the Terps are.
And they got there first.
Exactly.
Houston Astros owner Drayton McClain wants to sell the team. Businessman Jim Crane wants to buy the team. The two men signed a sale contract in May. What's holding things up?
Well, it depends who you talk to. If you talk to Jim Crane, he believes that the approval is being held up because Major League Baseball wants the Astros to move to the American League. But there's also some problems with his previous business, which is an air freight company, involving discrimination, which is bad enough, and war profiteering, which is even worse. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at him, too.
The schedule for the U.S. Open tennis tournament has been redrawn after rain washed out Tuesday's play and then all but 15 minutes on Wednesday. The men's final will now be held on Monday for the second consecutive year. Apparently, the time off has given some of the players the opportunity to voice other objections. What's going on?
Yeah, the U.S. Open, unlike all major tournaments, runs the men's semifinals and finals back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, although they haven't been doing it recently because it's been raining on them every year at the final weekend of the tournament. This is not something that the upper-level players who are likely to be playing in the semifinals and finals appear to like. They're even talking about forming a union, so who the heck knows where this may end up.
After all that bluster, there are signs of progress in the negotiations between the NBA and the players' union. Are you among those who find this week's developments encouraging?
Well, they're talking, which is the important thing. I'm starting to hear now that maybe the worst-case scenario is a 50-game season. I mean, this has been the most hopeful week they've had since this thing started. You know, this can only be good.
Mr. NASCAR?
Yes.
Put your NASCAR hat on here. Apparently, there are 14 drivers gunning for 10 spots in NASCAR's chase for the cup during tonight's race at Richmond. I probably should have said race at Richmond. Will you be tuning into that race? The sporting news suggests it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, suggesting that the only way they can handle Brad Keselowski is to wreck him.
Hmm.
And as the sporting news said, that may seem stark and unsportsmanlike. You think?
The Rugby World Cup is underway in New Zealand. Charlie,
I love it.
And if you don't
Hold on one second.
Oh, it's the haka. Yes, the haka dance. There it is.
We do the haka for the Rugby World
Cup. Excellent. And you got to say something more about it, because otherwise some listener will complain that we've ignored the event entirely. So something, please.
No, I think, you know, it became a major event with the release of the movie Invictus a couple of years ago. People know what the Rugby World Cup is. New Zealand has opened its World Cup play romping over Tonga, not to be confused with Tonga, who lost in the semifinals of the U.S. Open, by the way. The New Zealand people seem to think that their performance while handily defeating Tonga was a little spotty, and the All Blacks are looking to be a little bit better next time around.
And finally, Filippo Mangini, the captain of the Italian national swimming team.
Known to his friends, by the way, as Super Pippo.
Is that right?
That's what it says right here.
Yeah,
nicknamed Super Pippo.
But not so much anymore, because he lost a race on Thursday, even though his opponents had to swim twice as far as he did.
And one of them was only 9 years old.
Well, we're wondering whether this fellow known as Super Pippo has suddenly gotten off to a very slow start.
He lost to two dolphins, one named King, who was 19, and one named Leah, which is a really boring dolphin name, by the way, who's only 9. I mean, Leah's obviously born in the suburbs.
Prodigy.
Rides the family minivan to soccer practice.
Mm-hmm.
But, they had a specially arranged event in a swimming pool in Italy. They had to swim about twice as many lengths as he did, but they did overtake him in the last few yards. Super Pippo seems to have taken very well. He says he's a little bit in love with Dolphin Leah, but she's only 9 and their family's objected.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books. He joins me each week on Only a Game at this time as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
They call him Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of